you, music team, for leading us through those great songs. Tonight we want to talk about belonging. Now, there's a difference between being surrounded by a big crowd of people and actually belonging there. There's a difference between being alone and feeling lonely, right? I often like to go off on long hikes. I'll go into the mountains for days on end. And people will say to me, they're like, wait a minute, don't you get lonely out there? Like, I could never do that with no people around. And sometimes I'll be gone for 7 days and not see a single soul. And yeah, I'm alone. And sometimes I'll dream about, well, what if I ran into someone way out here? It'll be kind of fun to connect with someone out in the middle of nowhere. And often I'll think about my family and I'll start missing them. And yet, even though I'm alone, I know that when I go back home, I have a place where I belong. And so then, I'm not lonely. And then I look back, I'm like, when was I lonely? And I think my first year of college, moved away from home as a young guy, went away a couple of provinces away. And there at college, people everywhere. You go to class, there's people. You go down to the lounge, there's people. Cafeteria, there's people. In your dorm, there's people. In your own room, there's always a crowd of people. You're never alone. And yet in that time of adjusting, of being away from home, that's when I felt lonely. And so it's interesting how you can be around people all of the time and yet still be lonely. Now at Christmas, we really long for that sense of belonging, right? That Christmas nostalgia. And I guess it depends what kind of childhood you grew up with on what it is that you're looking at. But I remember the warm fireplace and under the Christmas tree all wrapped up in a blanket, families around, there's food and there's lights and there's presents, there's love. And it's home, and that's where you belong. And so Christmas is that nostalgia of Christmas's belonging. But of course, we don't have that all of the time. There's times when we don't fit in. There's times when we're left out or we don't have a safe place. And it's unsettling, right? Especially when you're lonely. It's unsettling because we all have the need to belong. And the Christmas story is one that invites us to belong. And not just belong anywhere, but to belong to our true home with God as our Father. Now, there's many famous scenes in the Christmas story. You've got the angels appearing to Mary. You've got in the days of Caesar Augustus, he issued this decree that a census should be taken. Many of the verses that we've already read. You've got other scenes of saying she wrapped her baby in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Then there were shepherds in the fields watching their flocks at night. We have all of these different scenes. And in all of this, the Christmas story actually can start a couple steps beforehand, a long way beforehand, in fact. And the book of John records the pre-Christmas story before Christmas ever took place. And it doesn't record it as a story as some of the other books do, but it gives it a description. So, as we read in John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to the light, to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which is his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So the story begins long before the angel came to Mary to announce that she would have a baby. The story, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and when John talks about the Word, he's referring to Jesus. So in the beginning, way back, eternity past, was Jesus. And where was Jesus? It says he was with God. That's where the story begins. He was with God. He belonged with the Father. That's where Jesus was. And the Bible speaks of this perfect unity that Jesus had with the Father, this perfect community that was shared within the Godhead between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now tricky to understand, to try and describe an eternal supreme being who is different than us with a human language. And yet we don't want to get distracted by that, but it's telling us that Jesus was with the Father, and he belonged there. He's known, he's heard, he's cared for, and he's loved. He has a future that he belongs. And he didn't get lonely or bored because there was a perfect community. And then Jesus leaves. John records, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. And he left that perfect place with his Father where he truly belonged to come to this world, not out of this sense of angst, not because he had wanderlust and just needed to go traveling somewhere new. It's not that he could just, it doesn't cut it up in heaven anymore, but he left, why? So that others could belong. And as he came into this world, a world that he made, the world didn't recognize him. The world didn't receive him. He didn't belong here. And that's how the whole Christmas story begins, doesn't it? Jesus is born, but where? Tucked out back in the barn somewhere because there's no room in the inn. And he's laid in the feeding trough in the manger because there's no crib or special place for him or palace. Even though he made this world, he came in, and he came in as a stranger, and he didn't belong in this world. He made this world, but he doesn't belong here. He came as a guest. He came as a stranger and a foreigner. But he knows that he has a better home. Now, when I don't belong somewhere, I get right to work saying, how can I fit in? How can I put down some roots so that I do belong? Have you ever moved somewhere new? First thing, let's go make some friends. Let's organize our house and unpack. Let's make this nest all nice and get connected. Why? Because we want to belong. And yet Jesus, he didn't. He could have settled in and made this world his home, but he didn't. He had large crowds that came and followed after him, but then they rejected him. He had disciples that were close to him, and then he was betrayed by one of them. And Jesus stood the real test. He faced persecution. Now, if his goal was to really belong here, he would have caved in, he would have given in, but he stood to his mission on why he came, even though the world rejected him. So how? How can you accept rejection? Because he knew where he really belonged. He knew that he had a Father in heaven, and the Father kept reminding him, you're my son, and I'm pleased with you. And because of that, he says, I don't have to belong here because I have a real home. I have a better home where I belong with my Father. Now, Jesus did all of this. He left his Father. He came to this place that he made that rejected him. Why? So that you and I could belong. John tells us, they who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children of God. Now, that's the place where you can belong, right? To be a child of God, to know that you have an eternal home, to know that you have a perfect Father, that would change everything, wouldn't it? And that's why Christmas is so special, because the invitation is there. Jesus has left his home to come here, not to belong here, but to invite you to belong to his true home, to his perfect Father. He made his dwelling among us, it says. He made his dwelling among us so that we could know him, so that we could belong to him. And because Jesus knew who his Father was and where he belonged, even when the world rejected him, look at how it affected his relationships. Because of his Father and he belonged there, that allowed him to open up his heart to the people around him. He'd listen to each individual. He'd give people the time of day. He'd acknowledge them. He'd love them. He'd bring them in. That's why the crowds kept coming to Jesus, because they knew this is somebody that actually cares for us. We can belong here in a deep and a meaningful way. And so, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And it's through Jesus that we can belong, that we can become God's children. And John finishes his little verses about Jesus, and he says, no one has ever seen him, referring to God the Father, but Jesus has made him known. Jesus makes him known. Now that's where some good Christmas nostalgia comes into play, that we'll keep going back for year after year after year. Because often we get that feeling of unease, right? Where we don't quite fit in, we get lonely, and then what's our natural tendency? Fill our lives with distractions. Just eat something, or just watch something, or just open up a screen, just get busy, because we don't like the unease of not belonging, of being lonely. And in those times, let's remember the Christmas story, how Jesus made his dwelling among us so that we could truly know God, to be known, to know him, to be accepted, to be loved, to be forgiven. You can belong. Believe in Jesus. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that you sent Jesus. He left that perfect home to come here. Even though the world rejected him, he did all of that to bring us to you, so that we could know you, so that we could be accepted by you and called your children. And I pray that we will belong to you, and in doing so, that'll change our lives so that we can love others and everyone can feel like they belong and are not lonely. Lead us this Christmas in your love.